They're a beachgoer's worst nightmare. The stuff of Hollywood horror.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
And attacks are on the rise.
Mauled by a 3-metre bull shark near Blackwall Reach.
But are we more dangerous to them than they are to us?
75% of sharks are now close to extinction.
All this week, Pete Mankimba, it's Shark That.
It was late in 2014 when Matt Bolella was spearfishing with his mate Jay Musket at Three Stripes, a dive spot near Shane's Beach, 65 kilometres east of Albany on WA's south coast. Unfortunately, the pair were attacked by a 4 to 5 metre great white shark. Unfortunately, still, Jay Musket did not survive, and Matt was there on the day. He joins us now. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're good, thanks, Matt. Matt, I mean, this story is so incredible. Every time we hear these stories, it's with such devastation. You were such a young man to experience that trauma. How have you handled that?
It's hard to say, really. I mean, I was only 17 at the time when it all happened. So obviously, as a young kid trying to grow up in a country town, it's pretty hard to come to terms with what you've just witnessed and stuff like that. But in the long run, yeah, I think I've handled it generally pretty well. But yeah, there's always underlying issues that you never know might pop up in the future, but we'll take it as it comes.
Yeah. I mean, what else can you do, right? You keep living your life 6 years since that trauma or nearly seven now. I mean, you said at the time that nothing would stop you getting back into the water. Has that been the case?
I don't spearfish down here anymore. Mm-hmm. It's just a personal choice, but I still bodyboard and swim in the ocean just about every weekend. And during the week, I work in the water. That's my job now. So I'm an oyster farmer, so in the water every day pretty much.
Hey, Matty, can you take us back to that day for people who might be listening that aren't familiar with the story?
Yeah, absolutely. So me and Jay decided that we were going to go get a feed of fish. This is on the 29th, so just after Christmas. Just going to go out of town and get a feed for the families, and jumped in, been in the water for probably about, I'd say, an hour and a half. Decided that we had enough fish and we're going to turn around and come home. And on the way back, we spotted some really nice fish on the bottom, and Jay said, look, I'll film you on his GoPro and you dive down and take it, and right, it'll all be all good. So we set up and he was only about a meter in front of me. I went to take the dive, and as soon as I've kicked forward to dive, I've been hit by the shark. Now, I actually thought I'd been hit by a boat or something. I didn't really know what was going on.
Wow.
That's how hard it sort of attacked. Missed me and grabbed him on the leg and, yeah, unfortunately passed away. So,
Matt, at the time, I can't even imagine that you're out there on your own and you have to deal with that. What did you do?
I was trying to figure out what was going on. There's a lot of whitewater and stuff. In the moment, you don't really know what's happening.
Yeah.
Obviously, once it all cleared up, you could see pretty clearly what was going on. I just sort of tried to see if Jay was okay, but obviously he wasn't. And then by that time, the shark had let go of him. It dived to the bottom and it started charging back at me. Luckily, I had a loaded spear gun in my hand, and I sort of waited till it got too close for my comfort, and then I decided to pull the trigger when I thought it was too close.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a bit of a on the spot decision, but I think it was a rational one. I'm not really sure if I'd be sitting here talking to you guys now if I didn't do that.
Yeah,
who knows, really? But sort of, yeah, one of those calls that you sort of make on the spot.
And mate, I was 17 once. I know that feeling of invincibility that one feels at that age. Had you and Jay spoken about, you know, the dangers? Had you joked about it, or had you had serious chats about what you might do if you were confronted by that situation?
It's kind of, I wouldn't say it's an unwritten rule, but it's just something you don't really ever want to talk about,
because sure,
you don't want to confront the fear.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's always there, and it's always in the back of your mind. Especially where we live down here, the coast is quite rugged. I mean, it's the perfect habitat for white sharks. But, I know guys who have dived down here for 30 years and never seen one. Mm-hmm. So I think it's more of a luck game. You just sort of put it in the back of your mind and hope that it never happens. But inevitably, one day it will. So,
And has it changed the way you, I mean, I'm not sure how you felt about sharks before, but how do you view them now and their relationship to humans?
Tough one. When it originally happened, there was definitely a lot of anger there, I'd say. That's definitely not the case now. I do have a lot of respect for sharks, especially white sharks in particular. But yeah, I reckon they're an amazing creature and they definitely deserve our respect. I wouldn't go say cull them and kill them and do all that sort of stuff. I sort of think that everything has their place and they should, yeah, should get the respect that they deserve. So,
Maddie, you mentioned that you had the GoPro ready to go to take the footage. Obviously, that was rolling. Where's that GoPro?
As far as I know, his parents have it, and that footage will probably never see the light of day, to be honest with you.
Yeah, of course.
So they'll hold that tight to them, and I respect that as well.
That would have been difficult. I can't even imagine if they'd want to watch it.
No.
Yeah, I don't think any parent would really, would they?
No.
Wow, man.
Unreal,
what
mate.
A story.
It is an incredible story, and it must be insane to, you know, bring it up every now and again and talk about it and speak openly about it. So we really appreciate your time this morning, mate. And all the best to you down there in Albany, eh?
Absolutely. Yeah, you too, guys. Have a good day.
Just extraordinary.
Wow. What an impressive young man.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
And just the way he can talk. I mean, you know, a couple of years has passed, but still, like, the way to deal with trauma at that age, just amazing.